Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. Almost half of the population of Israel wants to see the Holy Temple rebuilt in Jerusalem. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
In a recent nationwide poll taken by the Knesset, Israel's legislative body, 49% of the body politic of Israel said they want to see the Holy Temple rebuilt on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, where there once stood two previous Jewish temples. The last one, Herod's Temple, was destroyed in 70 AD by the Roman soldiers led by General Titus. The Israeli public is about evenly split on whether they believe the temple will be rebuilt, with a slight edge, 42-39%, to those who believe that the third temple will be rebuilt. Given the current political climate, the onset of construction of the temple is not likely to go over quietly in the Islamic world, which currently has day-to-day control of the Temple Mount. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The almost 50% of Israelis who want to see the Holy Jewish Temple rebuilt in Jerusalem are in perfect harmony with what the Bible reveals will happen in the last days. If you have a moment, think about this with me. In a recent national poll carried out in Israel, 49% of the Israelis said that they want to see the rebuilding of the third temple in Jerusalem on the Temple Mount. The Temple Mount has been the location of two previous temples, the one built by King Solomon some 3,000 years ago, and the one built by Zerubbabel 2,500 years ago. The second temple, known as Herod's Temple, because it took Herod 46 years to refurbish Zerubbabel's temple, was referred to by the rabbis as the temple that, if you had never seen it, you had never seen a beautiful building. Since 70 AD, when Herod's temple was destroyed, there have been countless efforts to rebuild it on the Temple Mount. The ancient Jewish prophet Daniel said that there will be a third temple in Jerusalem during the seven-year tribulation period. That's Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27. Jesus confirmed Daniel's prophecy in his Olivet Discourse, Matthew 24:15, when he said, "When you see the abomination of desolation in the temple, flee Jerusalem. That abomination will be the Antichrist entering the temple and claiming to be God." That's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 4. Revelation 11:1 guarantees that there will be a temple in Jerusalem. John the Revelator was told to measure the location for the next Jewish temple. 50% of Israelis are right. There will be a temple in Jerusalem, and maybe very soon now. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, so let's keep looking up until...